This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration's $1.9 trillion stimulus in the face of the pandemic included the biggest expansion of Obamacare since it became law 11 years ago. Longer term, there's a new health care challenge brewing. The part of Medicare that covers hospitalizations, hospice, and skilled nursing is projected to become insolvent sooner than expected, perhaps within 3 years. Here to explain is Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
All right. We need to understand, what is the Hospital Insurance Trust Fund part of Medicare?
Okay. Medicare's incredibly complicated. Now, we know that it provides health insurance for some 53 million people ages 65 and over. The Hospital Insurance Trust Fund, and I'm just going to call it the Trust Fund, it pays for hospitals, nursing facilities, hospice care, and you know it, it's better known as Part A. And Part A is funded by payroll taxes. Now, there isn't a problem with some other parts of Medicare that you probably heard of, like Medicare Part B and D. Both of those are financed by a combination of enrollee premiums and general tax revenue.
All right, but there's the A problem, Part A. The dynamic is that the pandemic recession here pushed so many people out of work that we weren't paying the payroll taxes?
That's the core problem. I mean, Part A is funded with payroll taxes, and Part A has always faced this issue of insolvency ever since it was created, you know, depending on what's happening to the economy. And usually, you know, the estimates are out pretty far, but the current projection of 3 to 5 years is among the shortest on record. And here's the key point. Whether the insolvency date, the depletion date, is 2024, 2026, it's just around the corner.
Yeah, but I want to, you know, press on you here. Insolvency or depletion date has a connotation of the programs are actually circling the drain. They're not going to shut down in a couple of years.
No. These are the terms that are used, but these terms are not shorthand for bankruptcy. So assuming no change in policy, nothing is done, current projections are that the trust fund could pay about 90% of Part A bills. And what that then means, and this is what the experts are saying, is they think the most likely outcome is that the Part A bills would be paid, David, but with a delay. Could be a very long delay. And that payment uncertainty, that's not good for providers, and it's certainly not good for beneficiaries.
I mean, but if there is a big boom that follows all the vaccinations, maybe the problem fixes itself. You think it'll be harder than that to keep it solvent?
I think it will, because the time frame is so short and you may only buy yourself maybe an extra year. So this is something that Congress and the White House is going to have to address, because Medicare, along with Social Security, you know, that's the foundation of financial security for older people. And when I've looked at the projections and the solutions, and a lot of times these projections and solutions take a decade-long perspective, you know, and they're arguing for either Washington's going to have to increase revenue flowing into the trust fund, they're going to have to reduce spending, or they're going to have to do some combination of higher taxes and reduce spending.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.